today we have the pleasure doing an interview with junior boys, especially with Jeremy now. And first question to you, if you have the chance to be a music instrument, which music instrument you would like to be, and in fact why?
If I could be a music instrument?
Right.
You know, we are in Vienna, you know, kind of Freudian questions.
Oh, so I see, right, okay, yeah. right.
It's a tough one, I know.
I mean, I don't know, I guess, you know, yeah, maybe one of those, like, maybe some sort of, like, instrument that's, like, where they treat it better than a human being, you know? Like, some sort of million-dollar violin or something that gets its own little bed and, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you were saying now treated people, well, the recent album of Junior Boys is, well, kind of how people behave, I would say, or kind of the lost souls in the city
right.
are dealing with. And I was kind of curious where you were, like, there were some certain years in between, and you all did some great stuff in between. But where you were starting to say, well, I should catch that storyline to do it, the album, like...
Well, I did a whole bunch of music that I wasn't particularly happy with. And then after I did the stuff with Jesse Lanza, I felt sort of reinvigorated. And so I started just making music. But I started writing about... people in my city and stuff, just because I was just needed something to write about, and I was surrounded by these people, and so I started writing about them. I didn't really think too much about it, though. I wasn't, I didn't have much of a preconceived concept about what to write about or who to write about. I just was writing at a really fast pace, you know.
Right.
Because if you like, I was just reading some the new stuff and what journalists were writing about, and it was more or less about the post-industrial city and the winter theme, you know. It was like, and that's why I was curious, like, was it about this world that you were on purpose about this, or was it more on, like, you know,
just, well, I mean, I live in that city,
yeah.
And I was writing about people, but I wasn't thinking about it. I just, yeah. It was more after the fact when we were compiling all the songs and people were asking me, well, what's the album about? And I realized that all the songs were about this or about that. But in the moment, I wrote a lot of music for the album. A lot of music didn't make it on the album, and I wrote a lot. And I was writing with Jesse, her new album, at the same time. So it was just a lot of music happening. So I didn't have time to think about what's it all about.
Well, is there a certain strategy when you're writing lyrics and music, or was it like from each album to album totally different storyline?
Some of the earlier albums I've had more preconceived notions about what I wanted to write about, and some of the albums have been more personal than others. But in terms of the lyrics, usually come after the music I start with, and then I start sort of just singing a bunch of gibberish, you know, just a bunch of words and whatever, gobbledygook, and then I turn those into things that have some meaning. You know, writing lyrics is a tricky thing because lyrics aren't poems. They're not supposed to be read, you know. They're supposed to be sung, and they're part of music. So you have to make sure that your lyrics are serving the music, but at the same time, you don't want your music to be just riddled with cliches and... So, you know.
Do you feel any inconvenience if, let's say, for example, I would ask you some specific stuff about the lyrics? Let's say, why was this written? Or is it okay, it feels normal to you? Or is it more that you have the lyrics for, let's say, as a complement to the music, you know?
No, I mean, the songs are about certain things, but they don't... I don't think that they require, like, a huge amount of unpacking in terms of, you know, sort of over-talking them in a way, you know. I think they sort of just stand as songs about heartache or love or obsession or whatever they are about. I think my lyrics are sort of clear enough that I don't think they need to be dissected too much, you know.
Right. Junior Boys is kind of long project. If we started in 99, now we have 2016. When you just try to take a look back, what was changing on your own perception on Junior Boys? Is there anything was changing in between? Or is it kind of for you the same little baby as it was at the start?
Things change a lot over time, but they're imperceptible, you know? It's like the way that people change. I mean, if you think about what you were like 10 years ago and someone asked you, how are you different? You might have a good answer, but probably you don't. You know?
Well, that's a good answer, you know? That's a good reply. Well, one thing I was kind of amazed, that you are owner of a bar or a co-owner.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, is it kind of the backup plan if no music things is working out, that you become a bar owner, or was it kind of, you know, some friends ask you, can you be a bar co-owner too? Or
it's more like that. It wouldn't make a good backup plan because I don't make much money at it. It's because I had a recording studio in this building, and the opportunity came up to buy the building with a friend. And this is when I lived in my city. There was a time when the city was a lot cheaper than it is now, and so it was really cheap to buy property. And so we did, and then we had nothing to do with it. So another friend of mine who knew how to run a bar ran a bar, and so
that's too easy.
It's funny. I own a bar. I don't even drink. So it's kind of a funny thing to own a bar.
Yeah.
Well, then coming back to the serious questions in music, well, there are so many, let's say, things and styles you combine in the music as Junior Boys. So was there a certain record you could say, oh my God, that influenced me so much on the recent album that was giving me kind of that you know, that foundation where I was building on more ideas and step by step?
There's a couple. There was a few albums. I was listening to a fair amount of old techno and old industrial music that I used to like a lot when I was younger, but those weren't really albums so much. I was also listening to a fair amount of Yellow Magic Orchestra, a Japanese band that I've always loved, but I was listening to a lot of it when I was doing the Junior Boys and also working on Jesse's new album a lot. I've been listening to a lot of, like, new age ambient kind of music. Guys like J.D. Emanuel and Laraji and just sort of ambient music I've been really into it recently.
Yeah, because while I was listening to some tunes, I thought there would be, for example, playing a guitar, but I assumed there was no guitar either.
On the album, there's no guitar.
So that's what I thought. Like a lot of things with amplifiers, and you know that for me it sounded like you were working hours and hours somewhere in the jamming room only to get the tune.
We do that. We do a lot of like so. The way the writing works is we turn on all the equipment and let it go just like for you know. Usually we'll let it go for like half an hour of just recording stuff. And then in that half an hour of fiddling around, jamming sort of for half an hour, something good might come up. Then you hone in on the good thing and then start working from there.
Okay. Well, if I'm right, like Hamilton has kind of a background, like kind of Scottish background. So I was kind of assuming that, is there a certain music taste as well which you could call European-wise, or is it kind of more that I'm assuming more than it's realistic?
I listen to a fair amount of European sort of new wave music and stuff like that, but the majority of music I listen to is American, probably. I listen to a lot more American dance music than European dance music, for example. And I listen to a lot of American R&B and soul music and stuff like that. So, but I like a lot of European synth pop, you know, bands like Japan and Scotland. I like John Martin a lot. He's a Scottish singer, songwriter.
Okay. Well, now we are kind of, we can be honest to our audience, like kind of in 1 hour, and you will be on stage. So is it like for you, normally did you're not looking that nervous, but is it for you that you're so relaxed over the years that say, come on, like, that comes, if the audience is fucking me around, whatever, you know? Or is there a certain ritual you need, let's say a cup of tea, 2 beers, 1 shot of whatever, vodka, that you become that guy on the stage you need to be?
Well, I don't really become much of a guy. I mean, I sort of am like this on the stage, but it's weird. I have so many neuroses in my life. I have so many, like, weird phobias, and I'm neurotic about a whole bunch of things, that it's a kind of bizarre that I'm not, that I don't have a lot of stage fright, because I ought to. And, like, I would think that I would, but I don't. I don't really get nervous to play shows.
That sounds good. So, thanks a lot for having an interview with you. Looking forward to kind of in an hour to be on stage. And hopefully, you will be soon again with Junior Boys in Austria. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.